Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be doing a little bit of a history lesson, talking about John Piper and how, using him as an illustration for how and why the church went woke. And I have a theory, and John Piper has just provided ample evidence of that theory from the exact time that I believe that wokeness took over the church, which is 2009. So I believe that the church went woke in 2009. We discovered that the church was woke almost a decade later, and now we're trying to really do a post-mortem on the situation that was much provided by the church's response to COVID, as well as the Black Lives Matter riots following the death of George Floyd. So we're doing a lot of introspection in the church right now, and I believe that's leading to great things. And part of what's coming out of that is, first of all, a revival. I do think there's something called the Bro Revival, which I'll touch on, I believe, in this video, because I believe it connects to the effect of Obama on the church. And then secondly, why many Christians are rising up against the post-war consensus, which provided the moral framework for the church to have gone woke in the first place. So let's dive into this story. But first, I do want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We have a patron-like system that's linked in the description below. And I also have a book, Winning Not Winsome. And I go hard on John Piper for being woke in this book. It's in an early chapter. It's in the, you know, it's called 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare. And I talk about it in, I believe, Commandment 1. So I get very early in on this topic. So my theory and my read on the situation is that the church largely got taken over by wokeness in 2009, connecting it to the presidency of Barack Obama. I believe that the presidency has a major effect on the church, and I also believe, you know, that can be positive or negative. I do believe that he, the king or the head of the state, has some sort of impact on the church, and I think that's a reality that goes back, and you can see it even in the Bible, that good kings cause things to prosper, even spiritually. So with that said, the reverse is also true. We see that in scripture as well, that bad kings cause spiritual disarray. And I believe that holds true for presidents as well. I mean, we see, I'll give the scriptural example of after Solomon died and Rehoboam and Jeroboam took over. I believe it's Jeroboam that's in the north. And they had basically like 5 or 6 bad kings in a row. And they were just all bad and getting even worse. So yes, that had a major negative impact on the spirituality of the Northern Kingdom. So with that said, let's review John Piper's writings. And this comes from January 21st, 2009. And this isn't the beginning of the article. The beginning of the article talks about the flight from Airbus A320 or US Air Flight, is that even still an airline? 1549, which crashed in the Hudson River because a bunch of geese decided to jihad themselves inside the plane. And there was a, I don't want to say it was a miracle, but it was a very, it was a very lucky incident where the plane was able to land in the Hudson safely. So I believe they made a movie about it. Haven't seen it. Don't plan to. But anyway, that is what John Piper is connecting to the inauguration of Barack Obama, and he kind of frames them both as miracles. So John Piper writes, "I am writing these thoughts on the evening of the inauguration of Barack Obama, the first African-American president of the United States. I cried twice today." So let me just pause there, because that was an extremely effeminate, borderline homosexual statement by John Piper. And just as a you know, just as a reference, I can't stand John Piper's preaching because he's too hyper emotional. John Piper's preaching, how bad it is, led directly to the David Platt style of preaching, the Francis Chan style of preaching, the Matt Chandler style of preaching. A lot of bad preaching was inspired by John Piper, who's not a good preacher because he's emotionally manipulative. And now he's talking about how he cried twice today. And again, looking back, this is pretty pathetic. But at the time, it was also pretty pathetic and it should have been called out more. He continues, "There were two points when I was overwhelmed by the magnitude of it all. Once when I prayed with some brothers after Obama's speech and was overcome with the sinfulness of my own racist background. The other when I was trying to express my emotions to an African-American brother about what this must mean to him." Again, John Piper is politically liberal. That's always been the case. And he's an Anabaptist, by the way. I don't like John Piper. I'm not saying he's a false teacher, but he's someone that we should be avoiding. I don't think he's helpful. That's my opinion, unpopular as it may be, but I've never read anything by John Piper that was intelligent. And this is added to the list because I haven't read this. Even when I was writing about John Piper, I didn't read this. I read a lot of his other articles, but not this. The ones about role playing in marriage being a sin. Like, he wrote about that, but he can't seem to think that voting for Democrats is sinful. Anyway, he cried over, reflecting over his own racist background. And what I want to bring up about this is that in 2008, in 2009, if you opposed Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, you were called a racist. You were treated as a racist. And racism in our culture, because of the post-war consensus, because of the civil rights movement, is considered the gravest of all sins. And Hitler is the ultimate satanic figure in our culture. Because of this post-war consensus, he is made to be the object of all evil. And everything that people don't like is racist. It is, a National Socialist Party of German Workers' Party. It is Hitler. Everything I don't like is Hitler. And what are you seeing with how liberals are defending liberalism, like Joel Barry, like James Lindsay? They are comparing everything that they don't like to the mustache man himself. So, obviously, I have a lot, I'm very fascinated with history at this time. Even back in 2008, I would have been, very fascinated with World War II. But even I get fatigued over World War II European theater comparisons. I much prefer the Spanish Civil War as a comparison myself. But nonetheless, a little bit of a digression there. But all that to say is racism is treated as an ultimate sin in our society. It is something that people get canceled for even more than things like murder, even more than things like adultery. I can't help but think of the story about when the actors for The Sopranos, popular show at this time, might have ended the year before. But anyway, popular show during that decade, and they had like the talking Sopranos thing. And the actors for The Sopranos were more incensed by Tony Soprano's racism than they were, the murders, the adultery, all the other things, the theft, the taking advantage of the weak, all those other things, to be incensed at with Tony Soprano. But the fact that, he didn't want his daughter dating Jamal Ginsburg was the ultimate no-no. That was the ultimate taboo. That was the ultimate sin. That's what makes him really bad. And
warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
No, that's not true, but that is how our society thinks. Our society raised racism. It elevated racism. And I'm not talking about malice towards individuals. I'm talking about, like, the more so political correct view of racism. Not, like, malice towards an individual for innate features. I'm not talking about that at all here. What I'm talking about is, you know, like, a lot of even the Tony Soprano stuff, because... yeah, he just didn't want his daughter dating a black dude. He didn't even hate the guy either. But anyway, he continues. The other one is he has to talk to a black person because, you know, they must be elated at this. It's kind of like the reverse George Floyd thing where they must be really hurt by the death of George Floyd, which is a weird assumption to make. And that's kind of foreign to white people, but it is assumed on black people. But anyway, it's very easy to see how he had this logic, this framework, and went woke. It's very easy to see how the culture was telling people, if you oppose Barack Obama, this is in 2008, if you don't vote for him, it's because you're a racist. And if you don't support him in his first 100 days, you're a racist. It's, you know, and that led to Obamacare, which... I know a lot of, I can tell you a lot of things about Obamacare, but in the meantime, this is what the culture was doing and the church went along with it. John Piper not only went along with it, he was, you know, waving the flag along with it. And then he says, continues, as much as I reject Obama's stance on America, on abortion, I am thankful to the bottom of my soul that an African-American can be president of the United States. The enormity of it all is unspeakable. This is God's doing. The geese were God's doing. The landing of Flight 1549 was God's doing. And the Obama presidency is God's doing. He removes kings and sets up kings. Now, it is true that Barack Obama was providentially used by the United States, but this is vastly different than the article that John Piper wrote about Donald Trump, which was God is testing us with, he removed one evil to test us with another evil. There's automatically this assumption that, you know, Donald Trump is evil and he's working evil and stuff like that. But this is a welcome mat for Barack Obama just because he's black. Just because he's black. I mean, there's in-group preference and out-group preference, and this guy has preference, partiality, sinful partiality for Barack Obama because he is black. And the fact that his policies are unconscionable doesn't matter. And it didn't matter enough because I'm pretty sure John Piper, if he's voted, the only Republican I would wager money on that he voted for was maybe Mitt Romney. And I'm not going back to Bush because, you know, but, you know, I think he probably voted Obama, maybe Romney, Clinton, Biden, Kamala. If I had to put money on a four-leg parlay, that's what I would bet that John Piper's voting history is, because that is what he spent his time doing, is defending people who want to vote Democrat. He is defending their conscience from the sin that they commit by approving and supporting such wickedness. And it's easy to see how someone with this politics went woke. It's easy to see when the church is being lectured about not being too political that they would go woke. And, you know, he's comparing it to the geese. Pretty ludicrous. And he says, oh, that Barack Obama would see the mercies of God and look to... look to the one whose blood was everlasting life for all who trust him. The parables of God's mercy are everywhere. And again, he could have said this when God spared Trump's life twice. Could have said it then, but he doesn't. But interestingly enough, I did write an article because I believe that we are undergoing a bro revival, and Barna just came out with some interesting research to justify that. And basically, and what I call this is a vibe shift, because the question's about a personal commitment to Jesus, not measuring doctrine, not measuring worldview, not measuring religiosity, just a nebulous statement. So this is a vibe shift. This is a test of the vibes. And the vibe is improving. It is improving towards Jesus, towards Christianity, in every demographic except boomer women from 2019 to 2025. In this 6-year span, the vibes have improved with everyone except boomer women. Gen X flatlined at 66%. And then Zoomers and millennials, male millennials at 71% leading the way. Incredible stats that they're measuring, because again, this is a vibe shift, but the vibe shift is real. It is being measured, and that's pretty impactful. But this is the steady multi-year increase in commitment to Jesus. This is a chart that measures it all the way back to 2000. And it started out at 65 in the year 2000, and it's 66 in the year 2025. And the Barack Obama year, it started out, I can't tell whether it's 2009 when it goes to 77, and then it tanks in Obama's year. It also continues to tank when Trump is president. But again, wokeness took over the church in this decade. Wokeness did that much damage to the vibe shift of the United States. And then after COVID, there's a lot of introspection. And now what's coming out of the woodworks in 2022, 2023, 2024, and 2025, 4 straight years of increase, because we're starting to reject things like the post-war consensus. We are rejecting feminism. We are rejecting liberalism. And that is having a broader impact on the culture and ultimately the health of the church. So I'm very excited about these times that we're living in. It is a good time to be alive, in my opinion. We got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of battles to fight. And John Piper was on the wrong side of this and still probably is. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that. My name is Reyes, the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, do also subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you're new, that is the least you can do with those magical algorithms. Till then, stay based, Crisis King. We will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.